Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for a community update. Joining me in the studios this morning from USU Eastern, I have got Gary and Russell. How are you gentlemen this morning?
We're very good. Thank you.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm really excited to have you guys in the studio this morning because there is an event coming up on Thursday. We really need to let the community know about it. And aside from that, a lot of really beneficial information that is going to be shared at this meeting that will help out a lot of individuals in our community. So why don't we get Gary up to the mic? And Gary, you can tell me a little bit about what's going on Thursday.
Sure. Utah State University Eastern will be hosting a meeting with our BEAR group. That's the Business Expansion and Retention on Thursday morning. And we want to introduce a concept of Make Manufacturing Your Future. The morning presentation, we'll talk about how we would like to bring manufacturing into the community, what that means for our community, and USU Eastern's role in making manufacturing your future.
So if we think about so many of the individuals that own businesses here in our area, I think that USU Eastern and all of the different departments that they've kind of branched out into, they're really focusing hard on making sure that people in our community are successful.
Yes, and we see this as another economic opportunity as we expand current businesses or maybe bring in new businesses interested in the supply chain and the manufacturing process.
Well, why don't we get Russell up to the mic? Now, Russell, why don't you tell me a little bit about this event and what your role is?
Well, I work with Gary at the college, and I also work with a lot of the technical programs that support this program, an engineering program, the welding, machining. A lot of the technical programs like that that we hope will help diversify the economy and the community. Earlier this month, I think a lot of people were aware of an aerospace meeting that was held, and a couple of hundred people that attended that with how we can tie into aerospace. And we hope this will be a great continuation of that process so that we can bring new industry to the area and we can modify the training at the college and the university so that we meet the area's needs.
Right. And, you know, I think that we're really fortunate in our area to have such a huge background and so many different avenues of taking the natural resources or other ways that we can make businesses work here in our area. It's kind of like a blank slate for us. And so many individuals in our community are seeing that now.
Well, I agree. This is a great opportunity. We know that the economy is changing, but this is a chance for us to, I think, define our own future. And so we want as many people as possible to participate in that, to help provide direction for us and for the Business Expansion and Retention Group, to help us make sure that we're doing what's needed for our region.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, let's talk about how the day is going to start out. I know that the meeting starts at 8 a.m. It will be in the alumni room of the USU Eastern campus. So kind of walk me through how the morning's going to go.
Well, we would like to introduce an overview of the process with the project that we have USU Eastern involved with. We have a UCAP grant, and we're in cooperation with the Utah Manufacturers Association. But we want to introduce to the community through this BEAR meeting on Thursday morning the project itself and what we would hope will bring collaboration and cooperation among our industries and our government agencies and certainly Utah State University Eastern Campus right here in Price. We believe we've got the technical education programs that will serve as a foundation in meeting the needs for industry growth, in training, in further development, and certainly in the business side of manufacturing.
You know, I'm loving the fact that this right here could be one of the reasons that somebody that has not been in school for years looks at this and says, you know what? This is going to be an opportunity for me to not only expand where I'm going to be for the rest of my career, but I can also now take these classes to even further my education. It's a really great opportunity all across the board.
We see it the same way. We see our Utah State University Eastern Campus right here in Price as the epicenter for what we can do with training and development of citizens, whether you need new training or retraining, or whether you just need to sharpen your saw and get some development work done, in a sense. We see, hopefully, bringing in together the academic courses, the internship experiences, the apprenticeship-type experiences that turn out valuable employees or make employers sharpened and more aware of what the opportunities might be.
Absolutely. So this is definitely an event that you do not want to miss out on. If you would like additional information, Gary, where would they turn to get more information on this event?
Well, right now we're just talking it up in the community through our Bear Association. They can certainly go to our website and probably find some information as well at Utah State University Eastern in our Center for Workforce Development. We have career and technical education type programming, but we need to get the information out to the community and see if we can have people come in. This is just the first of many meetings to come. This is our launch pad, in a sense, as we're going to take off here in October and follow up with meetings in November, December, and activities through the spring related to Make Manufacturing Your Future.
Absolutely. So again, for additional information, you can always visit USU Eastern's website. You can also find information on our website, castlecountryradio.com. But the event will be taking place on Thursday. That is October 27th. You can head on over to the alumni room on the USU Eastern campus starting at 8 a.m. Well, Gary, Russell, is there anything else that you guys would like to mention this morning?
No, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, that has been another Community FYI right here on Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.